3 Disney employees, 2 military vets, poker pro among 17 child predators busted in Florida undercover sting. The Aegis Alliance, 3 people who work for Disney, a couple of military veterans, a professional poker player, as well as a suspect who is HIV positive, were included in a total of 17 individuals who got busted in an undercover sting operation that targeted child predators, authorities in Florida stated on Tuesday. Police apprehended the 16 male suspects, and also one female suspect following them turning up at a covert place that they intended to commit sexual criminal offenses against children at the lowest of age 13. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said that was leading the sting operation involving multiple agencies from July 27 to August 1. Sheriff Grady Judd described the troubling accusations in a news release on Tuesday, pointing out that investigators lured the incredible deviants by means of social networking sites as well as dating applications and also arranged meet-ups with the suspects while posing as underage girls and boys. Some of the suspects sent out sexually explicit video clips to the police officers, along with some who brought condoms and candy with them to the covert places, Judd stated. These are nasty, nasty, nasty people, Judd said to the press. Age 44 suspect Thomas Snyder, an assisted living home janitor, even explained an abnormal sex-related fantasy while talking to an investigator that was actually impersonating a 14-year-old young boy, the sheriff said. You can't make up what I'm about to tell you, Judd claimed. He says, I like smelly feet. Did you hear that? He likes smelly feet. He wanted to smell a little boy's feet. And then he wanted to play with his toes. Included with the suspects were a boyfriend and his girlfriend that are employed at Disney's Hollywood Studios as janitors, and were intending to engage in some kind of roleplay with a youngster, Judd pointed out. This pair showed up thinking that they would have a threesome with a 13-year-old little girl, Judd stated. The two are 34-year-old Jonathan McGrew and 29-year-old Savannah Lawrence, who purportedly admitted to the criminal offenses. The third Disney staff member has been determined to be age 26 Kenneth Javier Aquino, a veteran of the Navy that is employed as a lifeguard at the amusement park's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Aquino left his pregnant partner at their residence and turned up at the covert place while he was still wearing his Disney outfit, officials pointed out. The one suspect that performs reside in Florida had been Jared Justice, age 33, a man from Los Angeles that took Sour Patch Kids candy to the undercover location where he intended to molest a minor girl, detectives said. Judd pointed out the charged pervert had been on a vacation, however, he won't be flying home to his wife for a while. He's married, the sheriff stated. Mrs. Justice, did you hear that? Your married husband showed up from Los Angeles thinking he was going to have sex with a 13-year-old little girl while you're in Los Angeles behaving and holding the house down. His last name is Justice. That's what we're going to get. Justice for Justice. And our Justice for Justice, we hope, will be 10 or 15 years in prison. Judd added, the other suspects consist of a 37-year-old poker professional named Edward McGaffigan, age 27 Army vet Jeremiah Davis, age 47 registered nurse Juan Guadalupe Arroyo, age 36 Starbucks manager Carlos Flores, and age 31 Domino's pizza delivery driver Lior Enbar. Also along the busted was age 45 Julio Enrique Chedeno Jr., age 47 Enrique Medina, age 27 Philip Nelson, age 41 Irving Oliver, age 30 Joshua Ortega, age 34 David Ring, as well as age 30 Adam Smith. Judd didn't make known which suspect was HIV positive due to health privacy regulations. Did you hear what I'm telling you? He's HIV positive. The sheriff pointed out at his press release. He showed up to have unprotected sex with what he thought was a child. If that's not the worst of the worst, I can't imagine how it gets any worse. The suspects are facing a number of felony charges that consist of an attempted salacious battery, traveling to meet an underage child for sexual activity, as well as transmission of material harmful to children. The operation referred to as Operation Child Protector included investigators from Judd's Orange County Sheriff's Office as well as the police departments in Orlando, Auburndale, and Winter Haven. Tommy T. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.